project. We used the design build concept for that, and was really, it really worked well. It was a perfect project to use the design build concept, and happy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be opening that bridge up for 2-3 years down the road, I believe.
Which is interesting. I was going to say, they went through flooding last year, which kind of set them back all of a sudden to be.
And then it got dry.
Yeah, and then to be ahead of schedule. Yeah, then it got dry.
I come up here through Lone Rock. That bridge amazes me. I was looking at it again this morning, how fast it went. And I never dreamed when I got elected there'd ever be a new bridge across that river. So it's been pretty impressive.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon then.
Thanks, Phil.
Hopefully, you bet. Yeah,
thank you.
You bet. State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Todd Novak on today's morning show.
30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There were fireworks Monday between the judge presiding over former President Trump's criminal trial and a witness for the defense. ABC's Aaron Katursky's outside the court.
It may have been the muttering that caused Judge Juan Merchan to lose patience with defense witness Robert Costello, a lawyer close to Trump ally Rudy Giuliani, who once advised Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen. At trial, after the judge sustained a prosecutor's repeated objections, Costello could be heard saying, geez, and loudly exhaling.
The defense expected to conclude its case today. Singapore Airlines says one passenger was killed and several were hurt after a flight from London to Singapore encountered severe turbulence and diverted to Bangkok. President Biden leading condemnation of the International Criminal Court's decision to seek arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister and defense minister. ICC also seeking warrants for Hamas leaders. And U.S. gas prices down 2 more cents, a national average $3.58 per gallon. This is ABC News. More than 24 men busted in a sex sting operation in Florida, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Officers in the Jacksonville, Florida Police Department chatted with the alleged sex offenders, posing online as a teen girl.
These men run the gamut of ages, backgrounds, and races.
Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters.
They knew they were meeting minors, and they were going to a specific location to have sexual intercourse with kids.
Among the 27 arrested, a sergeant with the Army National Guard and a former Major League ball player.
That player was Austin Maddox, who spent time with the Boston Red Sox. Due in court today in Turks and Caicos, one of the Americans recently arrested there after being found with bullets in luggage. The island nation has a strict law barring ammunition. Tyler Wenrick faces 12 years behind bars. Too many people and too much litter making a mess on one of the world's iconic mountains. Now officials in Japan are saying anyone who wants to climb one of Mount Fuji's most popular trails must book a spot and pay a fee. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take-and-bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
4 minutes past 7 o'clock here on WRCO, WRCE Radio. Forecast details and regular stuff coming up. It's a Tuesday Quizzy Poo Day later this half hour as well.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent. Become a homeowner. And save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Join us for Breakfast on the Farm. It's the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 1st, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Level Acres Dairy, LLC, the Putz family. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and to top it off, an ice cream sundae. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, and a petting zoo. Milking will be live streamed to watch all morning. Adults just $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. Look for signs posted along the road, plenty of on-site parking. Follow the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast on Facebook as well. We hope to see you there Saturday, June 1st for the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast at Level Acres Dairy, LLC. The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 80s, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be rather severe for tonight. Storms early on and then hopefully ending by later this evening, a low of 54. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, a high of 72. Wednesday night, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 49. And Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again, with a high of 79. 44 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the day. That added to an inch and 8 one-hundredths yesterday here at the WRCO studios. It is 63 degrees.
You know nothing's getting done. Talk is all you hear. Like someone revving up a truck, never putting gear. Well, you don't see a cowboy run his mouth and strut around. He just takes a bull by the horns, throws him to the ground. Taking care of business, not just putting on a show. But when it gets down to it, everybody knows. A hammer it on down. Well, you can stand there in the dark, cussing at the night. Well, you can just reach out your hand and turn on the light. There ain't no limit in this life to how far you can get. But if you're going all the way, you gotta break the sweat. I've heard thunder.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. And our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Chesney on WRCO and a little tune called Young. I remember that when I was young last year. Congratulations to Mary Sandmeyer. They have now qualified for the May Beef Month giveaway from WRCO. The grand prize drawing will be held 1 week from today. In fact, right about this time in a week. Thanks to our sponsors, Richland Locker and Walsh's Ace Hardware. They encourage you to support the area beef producers of Southwest Wisconsin. And listen for our beef cow sizzle. We put him back out to pasture. We'll have to go out and get him here later today and see if we can have another qualifier. When you hear sizzles, beller in B-Caller 5, and we'll see if we can qualify you and get you in the drawing. It's going to be well worth it. A nice prize coming up. Light rain right now in 62. Neither rain nor hail nor thunder or lightning or whatever will set back Henry Bray. So we'll see if we can get him in here with a quizzy poo today in just a little bit.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Outside a general store, they said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Graduating class of Bosque Bell High School, your journey has been remarkable. Now, go out and make your mark on the world. Congratulations from Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Bosque Bell and Center Pharmacies, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
You made it in through the puddles?
Through the puddles, yep. Me and my little puddle jumper.
How is that Mini Cooper in the rain and the puddles?
Well, if they're very deep, Phil, I'm gone.
I was going to say.
I go under and then back out on the other side.
They used to make cars like that back in the 60s and early 70s. I remember seeing like on commercials or whatever, but they were cars that you could drive on land and sea. Mm-hmm. You know, and you'd see a guy drive off the road down into the
water. So come back up.
Float. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah. That little guy, you wouldn't want to take him very long.
No.
So
not a good idea to try to drive through high water, especially with that car.
Well, yeah. High water for that car is a mud puddle.
Yeah, right.
So
it makes the vibe look like a 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Phil, how's it feel the weather
What's
up
going?
There?
Yeah.
So, but no, you actually have to get low in that car. So.
Yeah, you do.
Too. But it's about 42 miles a gallon, so
yeah,
I'm not complaining.
That helps. Yeah, the worst thing with the vibe is in the wintertime, you know, if there's any amount of snow, or if they've plowed and there's like a little bit of a furrow.
You're done.
Driving along, all of a sudden, boom, oh.
Yeah, that little guy doesn't.
Hang
up. You notice he doesn't get out in the winter.
No.
Yeah, so.
Stays in the
driveway, my man.
Oh, in the driveway.
Yeah, I usually put him. I usually put him in the garage at nighttime when I drive him. But
yeah,
last night I was like, nah, I'm good.
Ah,
like an idiot.
No hail on it last night.
No, but just rain this morning. I mean, it was coming down in droves in Boscobel.
Wasn't it dark when it was supposed to be light?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was just coming down in droves.
Yep.
And my dogs refused to use the bathroom this morning.
Really?
Oh, thunder, lightning. I mean, just downpours.
You got to teach them how to use the indoor commode.
Well, they would, but But there's no thumbs.
Oh.
So they can't hang on to the back of the toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
So, dadgum dogs. So, anyway, today's quiz day, young man.
Yeah, what's it about?
Hey, how was your game last night?
No games last night.
I
did a few little odd jobs around here, but that was about it.
I think some did play.
Just very few.
Yeah,
Some were proactive and played last night for the tournament, you know, because it's a second round or first round, no matter, you know, depending on who it is, for softball. And it doesn't look real favorable that they're going to play today.
Boy, it doesn't. But you know, but I tell you what, last night after the rain cleared out of here, yeah. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
So,
but a lot of the diamonds were kind of soaked by that point.
Right.
You know, it didn't stop raining until about 2 o'clock, and then to get a diamond ready in a couple of hours probably wouldn't have worked. But they did soldier on with all the track meets.
Yeah,
they
and that's
about
a good thing.
Had to get them in.
Yeah, they had to. So, but anyway, looks like there'll be no games today. We haven't heard official word, but no. I don't think there'll be any.
We'll have to see. Yep. Hank might be home watching Gunsmoke at 4 o'clock. Yeah,
well, maybe. 4
maybe.
O'clock.
Is that on at 4?
I don't know. I haven't seen, it's always on Pluto.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. They have a Gunsmoke channel.
They do?
Yes.
I didn't know
on
that.
On Pluto, yeah.
Wow.
Huh. It's free.
The planet Pluto?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Pluto is actually a TV channel. It's a streaming. And then inside Pluto, they have Gunsmoke. They have
really?
I Love Lucy and then Wild Wild West and Andy Griffith.
I don't know.
Cheers.
Maybe I'll have to see if I can get that on my Quasar black and white. 12-inch.
Well, you won't need black and white. Gunsmoke's usually black and white.
I was going to say, it won't matter, will it?
It won't matter.
No.
10 questions, buddy. True, false.
Okay. What's the subject?
It's Joanne is on the rampage.
Uh-oh. Pluto even has Hallmark.
Yes, it does.
Pluto has Hallmark?
Hallmark Channel. Yes, it does.
Oh, man. Now you said it. I'm guessing what I'm going to have to subscribe to.
All you got
to
do is just download the app on...
Is it free?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The whole thing's free.
Oh, wow.
Then they even have on-demand movies and stuff like that, so.
There you go. So. But is it the most current Hallmark movies? That's the thing.
Who cares? It's still the same plot.
It doesn't matter to me. Watch it now. But, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter to me. But if the new Christmas movie is coming out in July and it's not on Pluto, then we ain't getting it.
Hmm.
Right.
Hey, what are you doing Sunday?
Maybe baseball.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I just wanted to make sure that we're still on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And then we're
sorry,
heading
June.
To, I think we're going to go crash Michael Hernan's graduation party.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Rock and roll, Michael Hernan, here we go.
Yep. Some seniors graduate this weekend already.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. Cuba City graduated May 8th.
What?
They got out, and the school got out May 3rd.
Wow.
Because they have some kind of
construction
going on.
Yep.
So.
Interesting.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, thunderstorms, Philip.
Thunderstorms.
Yep.
All right.
Number one, thunderstorms can only form in hot and humid conditions, Phil. Number two, the sound of thunder is caused by rapid expansion and contraction of air near a lightning bolt. Number three, if you can hear thunder, you are within striking distance of lightning. Number four.
Uh-huh.
Thunderstorms always produce heavy rain. Thunderstorms always produce heavy rain. Number five, lightning strikes are the leading cause of weather-related fatalities.
All right.
Number six, heat lightning is a type of lightning that occurs without thunder. Okay, number seven.
Uh-huh.
Tornadoes can form during a thunderstorm.
All right.
Number eight. A thunderstorm watch means a thunderstorm is occurring in your area.
All right.
Number nine. You can estimate the distance of a thunderstorm by counting the seconds between a flash of lightning and the sound of thunder.
Okay.
Number ten. And the rain's picked up here, Phil.
Has it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you roll your window up in that Mini Cooper?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it gets above the
thing. Be like a fishbowl.
Yeah, well, I keep live fish in there anyway.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Number 10. It's safe to shelter under a tree during a thunderstorm.
All right.
All right,
is that
buddy.
It?
That's it. Number one, my man. How many do you think you got?
Well, I'm going to get an A on this one. I'm going to say 8.
Really?
8. Yep.
8 out of 10.
Yeah, which would be an A in my class because I'm the only one in it.
Well, so. We're going to go ahead and dock one because your name and date is not on the paper.
Well, you didn't tell me to.
Philip, every time we have a test, you have to put the name and date.
man. All yeah. right. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thunderstorms can only form in hot, humid conditions.
That's false.
It is false. While thunderstorms are common in hot and humid conditions, they can form a variety of weather conditions. Number two, the sound of thunder is caused by rapid expansion and contraction of air near a lightning bolt.
True.
It is true. Woo. The intense heat from lightning causes the air to expand rapidly and then contract, which creates the sound of thunder. Hmm. Number three, if you can hear thunder, you are within striking distance of lightning.
That is true.
It is true. Thunder is a direct result of lightning. If you can hear it, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Number four, thunderstorms always produce heavy rain.
That's false.
It's false. Some of the storms may produce a little to no precipitation, especially if they are high-based storms in arid regions.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Didn't know that. I know they didn't produce always. I mean, you can have thunderstorm without rain.
Yep. All right.
Excuse me. Number five. Lightning strikes are the leading cause of weather-related fatalities.
I think that's true.
It's false. While lightning strikes can be deadly, one weather-related events like heat waves and floods cause more fatalities.
Oh.
Number okay. six.
Swing and a miss on that one.
Yeah, it's all right, though. You got a foul tip, though, because I would have guessed yes, too.
Okay.
Number six, heat lightning is a type of lightning that occurs without thunder.
False.
It is false. Heat lightning is actually lightning from a distant thunderstorm that is too far away for the thunder to be heard.
Hmm.
So are you still in striking distance if you can see the lightning?
That one's one that I always kind of wonder about
right.
because I've been out there in summer nights doing baseball games. And
you see it.
You see it. And
but
then,
you don't hear it.
Yeah, you don't hear it. Right.
Yeah. What number are we on, buddy?
Number seven.
Tornadoes can form during a thunderstorm.
I would say true.
It is true. Thunderstorms can produce severe weather, including tornadoes, especially if they are supercell thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which they're calling for today. So, number eight. A thunderstorm watch means thunderstorm is occurring in your area.
That is false.
It is false. A thunderstorm watch means conditions are favorable for thunderstorms to develop, not that one is already occurring.
Right, right.
Number nine, you can estimate the distance of a thunderstorm by counting the seconds between a flash of lightning and the sound of thunder.
True.
It is true. Every 5 seconds between the flash and the thunder is approximately 1 mile in distance.
Oh, okay.
Number 10, it's safe to shelter underneath a tree during a thunderstorm.
That is not true.
That is, yeah.
It's false.
It's false.
Right, right.
Sheltering under a tree is one of the most dangerous places during a thunderstorm due to the risk of a lightning strike.
Yes.
Remember.
I used to tell Lady Bell that.
Yeah, she did.
No, she never listened. Those cows like to go somewhere like that. Yeah. Yep.
Remember, safety always should be your top priority during a thunderstorm. Seek shelter indoors and avoid using electrical appliances connected to all wild outlets. Today, guys, everybody stay safe with
yep.
that.
So, absolutely. Amen. Conditions are right.
Yes, they are. So what'd you get? 9 out of 10?
9 out of 10.
Well, not bad.
Not a fridge hanger.
Not bad, but
keeps my grade up.
I got a couple tests ready to go, buddy.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you're really working ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, some days you have to. 9 out of 10, not bad.
9 out of 10.
You know what?
Yeah.
You can go continue to do your games.
I'm still eligible.
You are.
Now, if Mother Nature will cooperate.
Yeah, she's mad this morning.
Yeah, must be.
So. Mm.
Anyway, anything else I should know about before we let you go?
I got a friend of mine texted me this morning and says she is mad.
About what?
That's what I said. I said, what did I do now? Not you, Mother Nature.
Oh.
So she is not very happy this morning.
Wow.
But she's also happy giving us rain. And
yeah, right.
It's anyway,
a little give and take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you need any advice, call Phil.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm good for it. You know, what not to do. As I mentioned, I bought a hose on Sunday
because
she said, you got to water that garden. It's getting dry. Well, okay. You know, so I bought the hose and haven't needed it since.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not
a bad thing.
So thank me for the rain.
Phil, thank you.
Yeah.
We needed the rain, actually.
Right, we did.
So, I don't know if we need it this much, but we'll take what we get. Never push a rain cloud away.
We'll be ready.
Yep. Anyway, we need to get some kind of routine with Sizzle.
Huh?
Because she's starting to walk in and out anytime she wants.
Right, I know. No, we'll have to.
And we need a shovel.
Well, we do anyway.
Have a good day,
have
everybody.
Have a good one
be
there,
kind.
Everybody.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. This day in history, your history lesson. It was the musical Gypsy opening on Broadway, 1959, starring Ethel Merman. In 1989, the last episode of Miami Vice aired after a 5-year run on NBC. I'm sure Henry was broken up about that. And Ruben Studdard barely beat out Clay Aiken to win Fox's second American Idol competition. The year was 2003. More recently, in 2017, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus received its final standing ovation as it performed its last show in Uniondale, New York. Some notes on today coming up. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday on the 21st of May to Cooper Umbihan from Richland Center Primary School. Happy wishes to Mike from Hawk, to Josh Geishert from all the family, from Mom and TJ, they say have a great day, and also from Grandma, Grandpa, Amy, Kim, and the rest of the family, love you, Josh Geishert, have a great day today. Happy birthday wishes to wonderful grandson Jaden Johnson, who is most likely on his way to school at Westby, last day hitching a ride with his older brother,
Good luck at passing your driver's test from Grandma Sandy and Grandpa Charlie. Happy birthday to Josh. We love you from all your family. Have a great day. Stephanie Primer, happy birthday. Greetings with love from the Pizza Gang. To Dante Storkson from Nicole, Da Vinci, Davina, and Grandma Julie. Happy wishes as well to Bernard K. Ward, a.k.a. Bun on the Run, at 88 today. If you see him, wish him the best. Happy birthday wishes to Maureen Kelsey from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. The RC Lions saluting Bill Olson, Tegan Ryan, Stan Jarre, and Barbara Serum Duran. Happy birthday to Tegan Ryan, to my grandson, love from Grandma Ida. Happy 90th to Maureen Keene from everyone in the Pleasant Ridge Church Association. Also, happy birthday to Maureen, number 90, from Merriman, Sue, Eric, Hillary, and Natalie. To Kathy Jurgensen from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Pat Gilbertson, from all of your family, wishing you a very nice day. And happy 90 years young to Pat Gilbertson from Avis and Ron Rote. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, happy birthday, Lisa Hatch, Jack Hasberg, and Cedar Schneider. Happy anniversary to Ernie and Lisa Fega, and to Danielle and Kevin Bassett.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Half-inch of rain so far at the WRCO studios. Keep it tuned here for weather updates and reports throughout this day, and we'll get through it. Absolutely. We'll have some track results coming up next hour. Lots to talk about in the local track athletes. Top four go on to the sectionals on Thursday, and many did well. Got to the top four, or maybe even on the bubble after yesterday's meets in southwest Wisconsin. So we'll have that during the 810 report. Phil Nee wishing you the best on this Tuesday.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 62 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45.
WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Our forecast calls for muggy conditions and turning breezy. Occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe, especially later today with a high of 82 and southeast to southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, storms, some severe ending by late evening, then variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 54 and southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it is a rainy 62 degrees after a low of 60. And we have received a half inch of rain so far today.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland County Emergency Management has issued an advisory for severe weather today. It says what we can expect is severe storms with a damaging wind, hail, and tornado threat. Locally, heavy rain is also expected. Some morning storms could be strong to severe, but the highest risk of severe weather will be between 3 this afternoon and 9 tonight. Damage from hail to property and homes is possible. Winds could lead to tree damage and downed power lines. Localized flooding is also possible with rises on some rivers and streams. Stay weather aware and have a plan. Stay tuned to WRCO and WRCE to stay informed throughout the day. Be prepared to take shelter immediately if warnings are issued. One person is dead after an UTV crash in Crawford County Friday. The sheriff's office said a 79-year-old woman from Ferryville was killed when the UTV she was driving was hit by a vehicle. Investigators said the woman was crossing Highway 171 when she drove in front of a vehicle causing the crash. The driver of the vehicle, a 69-year-old woman from Gays Mills, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Her passenger was not hurt. The UTV driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Construction began yesterday on part of Highway 82 in Vernon County. The Wisconsin DOT says Highway 82 between Highway 35 and Highway 27 will be resurfaced. This week, crews will be marking intersections and detours, and beginning next Tuesday, Highway 82 will be closed until mid-September. The DOT says that the posted detours will use Highway 56 and Highway 14. The project will then wrap up in early October. A state lawmaker continues to push for creation of a task force on missing and murdered Black women and girls in Wisconsin. Representative Sheila Stubbs joined other lawmakers, family members of victims, and advocates at the Capitol last week. The Madison Democrat wants action from Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. A bill to create the task force passed the Assembly but never received a vote in the Senate. Stubbs said that while the AG is supportive of the bill, he has not created the task force and is asking for the legislature to act. Stubbs said she doesn't want to wait another 6 months. A statement from Call's office said the Wisconsin Department of Justice agrees that action is needed to address this important issue, and the agency remains committed to continuing to have discussions about obtaining adequate resources for a task force. The proposed task force would be similar to the DOJ task force on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. New vaccination requirements for children in Wisconsin schools and child care centers. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announces updates that include a requirement for meningitis vaccination and that chickenpox infection must be documented by a qualified medical professional. There is no charge to existing exemption options for medical, religious, or philosophical reasons. These changes align with longstanding childhood vaccine recommendations made by the CDC Advisory Committee. The new requirements were initially implemented in February, but paused in early March when some were suspended by the legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. That suspension expired at the end of the legislative session on April 15th, making the requirements now fully in effect. In 2023, Talina Sprecher became the first Ithaca FFA member since 1967 to earn her Wisconsin State FFA degree. This year, three more Ithaca members followed her lead and submitted their applications for state FFA degree. Josie Lau, Violet Dilley, and Logan Anderson will all walk across the stage at the 95th Wisconsin FFA Convention and receive their state degrees. To receive a state degree, a member must complete at least 360 hours of agriculture education, have at least 24 months of FFA membership at the time of application, have received the Green Hand and Chapter FFA degrees, have earned and productively invested $1,500 or worked 1,000 hours in a supervised agricultural experience, participated in at least five different FFA activities above the chapter level, participated in the planning and completion of the chapter program activities, must list at least six skills or competencies gained through their supervised agricultural experience, performed at least two different public speeches related to agriculture, with each being at least 5 minutes in length, must demonstrate 10 parliamentary procedure activities, must have served in at least four leadership positions or events, and have participated in at least 25 additional unduplicated hours of community service activities within at least two different community service activities. The Ithaca FFA chapter is the oldest FFA chapter in the state. It is 66 members strong and includes a middle school and high school chapter. The organization is led by advisor Melissa Sprecher. The Toma VA Medical Center will hold a Memorial Day ceremony and outreach event on Thursday from 10 until noon. All veterans and general public are invited to attend the ceremony and event, which will take place on the steps of the Medical Center's Building 400. Those that attend can also honor and remember deceased loved ones by placing their loved one's name on a leaf to hang on the Memorial Day tree. Informational tables will also be available, at which attendees can learn about resources, potential new benefits under the Historic PACT Act, and VA care. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will be hosting a basic hazard analysis critical control points for meat and poultry establishments short course May 29th and 30th at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection will be providing tuition reimbursement for qualifying participants that reside in Wisconsin through the Meat Talent Development Program, a $5 million program created by Governor Evers. The training will discuss HACCP principles and the development and implementation of HACCP plans and programs, including new U.S. Department of Agriculture and Food Safety Inspection Service regulations for meat and poultry establishments. The course will include topic presentations, provide a hands-on opportunity to develop HACCP program components, and satisfy the training requirements specified in the 1996 Pathogen Reduction HACCP regulation. Participants that complete the training will receive a certificate of completion, and their name will be added to a registry of HACCP-trained individuals that is maintained by the International Meat and Poultry HACCP Alliance. The training allows for up to 60 participants. Registration will remain open until the course is filled. Find additional information and register at meatsciences.cals.wis.edu/event/2024-course-offerings. Participants that reside in Wisconsin can request tuition reimbursement through DATCAP's Meat Talent Development Program during check-in at the event. Tuition reimbursement is limited to three participants per meat establishment. Kicking off Tourism Week in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers joined Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers Monday at Rooted in Red Cranberry Farm in Wood County. Evers says it's an example of two of the state's biggest industries working together. Sayers says the ag tourism industry is another way that Wisconsin can tell its story. In addition to the farm located near Wisconsin Rapids, Evers and Sayers Monday also visited a pair of businesses in Bayfield Monday.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores, and we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice so we can live free with our loved ones.
Today is Tuesday, May 21st. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died May 11th at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet. Edward L. McLaren, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Edward L. McLaren, 61 of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67 of Hillsborough, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsborough. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67 of Hillsborough. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63 of Belleville, died Thursday at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63 of Belleville. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92 of Richland Center, died Friday at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 3rd at 4 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 3rd from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Reagan Marino and Dalton Hagenston had a son, Harvey John.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Capital Wealth Advisory Group in Richland Center will host an Impact Life Mobile Drive today from 11 to 2:30. The Mobile Drive will be held at 1313 West Seminary Street. To schedule a donation time, call Impact Life at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Walk-ins will also be welcome. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Muggy and turning breezy today. Occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be rather severe, especially late today with a high of 82. Southeast winds to southerly 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it is a rainy 62 degrees after a low this morning of 60. And so far we have received a half inch of rain this morning. Again, it is currently 62 degrees at